Now, for the next question, we're going to go to Orwin. Once again, also on the subject of the financial crisis. Go ahead, Orwin.
Yeah. Since we're in a recession already, I don't understand why we can't just let Fannie Mae and the other one, can't remember the name.
Freddie Mac.
Just let them go broke. Freddie Mac, thank you. I'd like to see them go broke because if it was the other way around, that's what would happen to me.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Orwin, about the fact that the help wouldn't necessarily go the other way, although I do believe in this package there's going to be a lot of discussion about how to help those who are in distressed mortgages in their own family circumstances. But let me explain why generally I think that that's exactly what should happen, is that we should allow the marketplace to operate. And, you know, the invisible hand of the market will find the equilibrium and the balance in circumstances where there have been excesses like this. The reason that the decision was made by the Treasury and the Federal Reserve to not let Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac go down was, as the President explained earlier, and as I believe most of the economic experts have agreed, that they held something like 80% of all of the mortgage security, not the securities themselves, but they backed up most of the mortgages that had been issued in our country. And had they gone down, the economic ripples, I won't even say ripples, the convulsions that would have gone through our economy as a result of that would have been so harmful to the American taxpayer, and not just to the taxpayers, but literally to all Americans who are engaged in economic activity in our country, that the damage just could not be ignored. And so what has been done is the CEOs of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have been removed. Their exorbitant golden parachute salary arrangements have been what's called clawed back, meaning stopped. And new management has been put in place. And now what is happening is a more orderly reduction of their portfolio and their operations is being systematically undertaken by new managers who are going to try to help basically cause to what would have happened in a very, very dangerous way to happen and start to downsize them and move them back into more of a position where we can just let the market take its course and allow normal activities to resume. So really the bottom line question or answer to your question is that we face such an incredibly extreme risk in our economy that the damage to all Americans from allowing that to happen would just outweighed the principles of allowing what may happen without any intervention to occur. Now, I know many people say, well, it should just have been allowed anyway, but I don't think they would have said that after the consequences started happening, because, like I said, these consequences would have been far and wide throughout the U.S. economy and would have thrown us into a major economic recession, the likes of which we haven't seen since 1929 and maybe not even in 1929.